It's 11:58, and this is your midday interview. I am Pat Marriott, and it's my pleasure to host Tom Olsinski, who is a local author who has just published a new book called When Killers Collide. Tom has a number of books to his credit and a fascinating career. Tom, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
It's really wonderful to have you here. When Killers Collide is a marvelous locally sourced book, and we all love thrillers about Wilmington. Tell us about the storyline.
Well, murder has always intrigued me, and serial killers especially. There's over 100 in the United States active at any given time, and I could never understand why they would kill strangers, and more importantly, how difficult it must be for the police and the federal agents to track them down and catch them because there's no linkage to their victims. So that was the original plot of the story. Then we came here, and I was sitting on Wrightsville Beach, actually, and one of these, what I thought was a large military helicopter, was patrolling the beach. And I thought, well, why is that? You know, and it seemed like such a disconnection from the peaceful beach to this massive piece of equipment.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, is there a domestic terror? Is somebody trying to attack Wilmington? And that's what got me thinking about domestic terrorism that's, you know, obviously in the headlines today.
Okay.
So then I did what I do when I write. I just said, well, what if, you know, what if a terrorist plot, a domestic terrorist plot, and a serial killer were active at the same time in place in Wilmington, North Carolina? And then how would that play out with the characters involved? And that's how When Killers Collide evolved.
Fantastic. So the killers who are colliding are a terrorist and a serial killer.
Well, that's possibly true. Let's just say that there's a third element within the book that becomes part of the surprise and the plot.
We don't know about that, do we? But tell us about the other Wilmington scenes that occur throughout the book.
Well, it's everywhere. You've got Wrightsville Beach. One of the big parts of it is the battleship North Carolina. All the restaurants, the museums, you know, some of the fantastic places here, the cobblestone streets downtown here that allude to a pirate past, as it were. That's another story element that exists. Thalian Hall, where one of the people, you know, we attend there all the time, and one of the characters works there. And when I started to think of this, you know, what places, there's so many that I haven't been to yet and didn't make this book, like Airlie Gardens and the Aquarium, things like that, that there's room for more in the future.
Outstanding. I'm chatting with Tom Olsinski, if you've just tuned in. Tom is the author of a new novel called When Killers Collide, all about a marvelous intersection of domestic terrorism and a serial killer here in your little old Wilmington. Where'd you get the inspiration for the topics?
Most of my inspirations come from headlines and what's going on in the world today, quite frankly. I see these things, I read about things, and then I thought often about the genealogy, you know, versus experiences versus just pure evil of people having one other plot in there is a business background of interest for greed. And, you know, and then I read about 70 books a year between nonfiction and fiction, so I think that fuels my imagination. But in all honesty, I think I see stories everywhere all the time.
Are there any of your real-life friends in the book?
Well, I certainly not the killers, but no, not really, not at all. I think, you know, when you create characters like that, I think everything you've experienced and interacted with in your whole life, and I've had a good long life, I think feed in bits and pieces to characters that you create. But no, I don't like to design it after anyone that's actual real, probably because I don't know anyone that deeply that I can create. But I think it's mostly bits and pieces from various people.
Okay. Now, the early reviews of this book have been outstanding. I read one on Amazon of a fellow who had 100 pages to go on Christmas Eve, and he waited until the kids were in bed and then spent their night reading it.
Yeah, pretty amazing.
What do readers like most about this book?
Well, you always hear people come up to you that have read it locally and they know me, and they'll say they really love the characters, they really love the storyline, it was very exciting. But by far and away, the most common thing is they can't put the book down. You know, they start reading it like the example you just gave, which I'm not sure his family will be interested in hearing that. But there was another lady on Facebook who put that she was up at 4 a.m. and had just finished the book. It was so interesting, and she was so involved in the intricate plot. And, you know, it was unpredictable. And one of my family members actually took the book to work to finish reading it there. So I won't identify him. But,
Tell us about your background, Tom. What have you done? I know you've written books before, but
yeah, I was born in New York City. I went to Fordham University, where I majored in pharmacy. I minored in psychology, and worked as a pharmacist until we were robbed four times in a month, and I decided something else was of more interest to me. So I went to work for a healthcare company, Eli Lilly, for 25 years. But during all that time, I wrote. I wrote short stories in high school. I wrote the newsletter in college. I wrote a business column called Mind Your Business. I wrote a healthcare column when I was a pharmacist called You and Your Health. So I was always writing during those years. And then when our third child graduated university, I decided this was the time I'd like to fully devote to writing fiction.
Good for you. And you've written a book with a pharmacy.
Yeah, Death by Rx.
Death by Rx.
That was the first novel. And I wrote that when we were still living in Indiana. And then I came here and wrote When Killers Collide, and actually took a course in fiction at UNCW with Karen Bender. And thanks to Philip Gerard. So I had some local teaching that really helped, too.
And a great program it is.
Absolutely.
At UNCW. Where can you buy the book?
You can buy the book in any bookstore, and you can buy it on any of the online booksellers. And quite frankly, you can also buy it and read more about it on TomOlsinski.net. That's the website that's been created.
Your own website.
Yeah, so there's a lot more on there, probably more than you want to know, but it's available there.
What is the audience that would most enjoy this? I can tell I'm one of them.
I think people who like reading fiction, who want a book that's a more hard-boiled mystery thriller, somebody who wants a fulfilling conclusion that's unpredictable. As a matter of fact, the conclusion occurs right across the street here on the Cape Fear River.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's very exciting. So I think it's people who like that kind of read.
Outstanding. We've been chatting with Tom Olsinski, whose latest book called When Killers Collide has recently appeared on the bookshelves. The reviews have been very, very favorable, and I'm looking forward to reading it myself, and you should be looking forward to it too. Tom, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome.
And
great to be here.
It's been a great pleasure. Are you working on your next book now?
I absolutely am.
Outstanding.
I've started already. I got to get all the rest of the places in Wilmington in the next one.
I hope everybody who's listening is motivated to run out and get a copy of Tom Olsinski's When Killers Collide, available at your bookseller now and on Amazon. I'm Pat Marriott. This has been the Midday Interview, and I'm turning you back now to our regular programming on your public radio station, 91.3 HQR News and 96.7 Classical HQR.